listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear great ideas, insight, and inspiration to level up your leadership ability.
Hey everyone, it's John Barrett on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. Welcome out. It is so good to have you here and listening today. I am so honored that you are listening. I really, really mean that. I was just thinking about this right before I went live and recorded this right now. Just how grateful I am that you are hearing my voice right now and that I'm able to just add value to your life. I don't take that lightly. I really say that. And if you're listening to this, that means that you are a listener maybe for the first time ever, or maybe you listen to this every now and then when you can and do that. I understand. We got a lot going on. It's hard to kind of grab every episode and resource and that. But listen, I truly am honored that I'm able to speak into your life and add value to you. And I do not take that lightly because I'm passionate about leaders, passionate about developing leaders to be their best. Listen, my purpose in life is to help others find their purpose and live it out. That is kind of my mission statement. Is my purpose in life is to help other people find their purpose and live it out. And that's what I'm passionate about. I want to see you successful. That's why I invest into all these podcasts and just content creation and coaching and speaking and all the things that I do to help leaders out. So I am truly honored to be with you today. I'm going to add value to you on a subject that is absolutely vital for you as a leader. Now, this is going to be really helpful for you just to kind of think through this on your own, but it's also going to be really good as you think about your team and how they're receiving feedback, because today I want to talk about how to receive hard feedback. Now, this is something that we don't come pre-programmed with knowing how to do this successfully. I can promise you that. There is not one person on this planet that just knew from day one that they were born how to receive hard feedback. It doesn't happen. It is a learned skill. It is a learned trait that the successful have to overcome and have to spend time learning how to do. Because if you don't know how to receive hard feedback, it is going to sabotage you. It is going to limit you. You're going to reject it. You're not even going to listen to it. You're going to be upset, frustrated, hurt, offended. I mean, everything you can think of is going to go wrong, and you are going to limit yourself when you get hard feedback. Because the only way that you grow, the only way that your team is going to grow is by receiving hard feedback. We don't necessarily grow when we receive easy feedback. Now, easy feedback, encouragement, and all that is incredibly good. It's incredibly important. It is a necessity. It has to happen. We all need it. But we have to understand that we also need correction. We also need hard feedback. And your team does. They will never be their best if you're not providing hard feedback at times. You will never be your best if you don't learn how to receive hard feedback. And the problem is, nobody teaches us how to receive it. Now, you don't have to be taught how to receive good feedback. That's easy. I mean, everybody just kind of learns that. We like that. It feels good. It sounds good. But you have to be taught how to receive hard feedback. And what I found in 20-some years of coaching, not only with my own experience, but in working with leaders, is that most people, do not respond well to hard feedback. And it limits them tremendously. And so I want to talk to you today about how to receive hard feedback. Because when hard feedback comes, you're going to do one of two things, which we'll talk about, the two R's that you're going to do. One leads to success and one leads to absolute failure. So we're going to talk about those two things. Before we do that, though, I just want to share a little bit of story of where I learned this the most. Because I did not grow up as a young leader knowing how to receive hard feedback. In fact, I don't like it. My personality, I thrive off of encouragement and I want to make everyone happy and inspired and all of that. So whenever I get hard feedback, it is hard for me. As a young leader, it nearly just destroyed me. I mean, I would just ruminate on it. I would literally think about it night and day. I couldn't even get it off my mind. If 9 things went amazingly awesome and 1 thing went bad and someone gave me hard feedback on that 1 thing, I'm telling you, it destroyed me. I would literally not even think about the 9 things that went well. So this is why it's powerful, because I learned this. There was a CEO of a company that I worked at, of an organization that I was a part of, and I was a young leader. And I'll never forget, this leader was strong. He was a phenomenal leader and very intimidating, not in a bad way, but just because of his level of success and his skills, I mean, he was just incredible. And so our organization was putting on an event that I was in charge of, and it was a huge event. It was very, very important. It had a million moving parts that were going on to make this thing happen. Well, the leader of the organization called a meeting like 2 hours before this event was going to take place. And he had called it. It was already on the books in advance. And so, you know, it was mandatory. I had to go to it. And I remember thinking, I do not have the time, energy, capacity to go to this meeting. It is the worst timing for me. But I had to go. And so I was like, look, I got to figure out how to make it happen. So I'll never forget. I go to this meeting. There's probably about 40 or 50 of us in this room, and all these other leaders and managers in the organization, and then our main CEO, our main leader there. And we met, and I remember I was in the back of the room. I'm telling you, I was antsy. I was looking down at my clock. I was watching it. I was not there. I was not present. I was at the event, right? The event that or this organization was putting on. I mean, it was a big deal for everybody. And I'm thinking, why am I here? Why is going on? Why did anybody not allow me to come to this and let me just go to the event? So I'm there anyway, and I'm telling you, I'm looking at my clock. I'm totally disengaged. I don't even hear what he's saying. So we get done with the meeting. He dismisses, and I jump up and I book it down the hall because I had to go to another area in the facility to go to where the event was. And I'll never forget. I'm kind of booking it down the hallway, and Dan was his name. I'll never forget Dan Hall. Dan, I heard him from the end of the hallway. John. And I kind of stopped. I looked around. It was him. And I thought, oh, man, Dan's here. He's calling out my name. That's a pretty big deal. And he said, hey, come here real quick. And I came back, and he came running up to me. We kind of met in the middle there. And I'm thinking, okay, what's going on? He's going to apologize to me. He's going to tell me, you know what, John, I'm sorry that you had to be here. I know you got a big event and all this stuff and all that. And you know what he did? The total opposite. He said, John, listen, I know you've got an event coming up here. And I know that this timing was really bad for you. And I get that. And I apologize for that. And I understand that. But this is what he said. But he said, John, when you're in that room, I need you to be fully present. You've got to be there. I noticed the whole time that you were looking down at your watch and antsy to get out of here. And I get it. I understand that. But listen, you set an example for all these other leaders in the room. And you're too strong of a leader to be in that room and not be fully present. I need you. I need you there. I need you to give input. I need you to give advice. I need you to be an example to those other leaders because you have influence in this organization. And he basically just, I mean, I've never been so reprimanded, but yet built up in my whole life. I mean, he was encouraging me, but yet he was correcting me. And I'm telling you, he did it so masterfully well. Now, I can tell you, I didn't have a strong enough maturity yet. I didn't have the EQ, emotional intelligence. I didn't have any of that yet to understand how to take it. So I was mad. I looked at him and I said, okay, thanks, Danny. Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, well, I get it. All right. I got to go. And I went on. And I remember I was hot. I was mad. I thought, how dare him come to me and tell me that I should be present in all of this? I mean, doesn't he know how hard I'm working? And doesn't he know all this? And I just remember, I thought about it through the event. And it wasn't until a few days later that it just kind of all hit me. And I went, you know what? He was exactly right. And those words just resonated in me. And I thought, you know, he was sitting there correcting me, but yet at the same time, he was also validating me saying, John, I need you. I need you present. And I remember just walking away and thinking, you know what? I needed to hear that. I needed that. And I grew. Listen, I was in my young 20s. I won't tell you how old I am today, but that was a long time ago. That was a long time ago, my friend. And listen, that one instance changed a lot for my destiny, for my future. Not only for me to understand how to be a better leader and how to be present. I promise you, every time I go into a meeting, I think about Dan's words to this day. And it's been decades, decades later that I think about his words to this day. In fact, I wrote him a note just a few years ago and thanked him for that. I said, Dan, you probably don't even remember this, but here's what happened. And that I remember him responding. He said, John, I don't remember that, but it sounds like something I would do. But he said, you know what? I'm so proud of you for the leader that you've become and what you're doing to make a difference. I always knew that you had greatness in you, and I'm so proud of what you've done. And I just remember thinking, wow, how cool is that, right? Decades almost later for me to come full circle and now thank him for correcting me and doing that. Listen, it was hard feedback. I wanted to give excuses. I wanted to fight. How dare he? But I'll tell you what, it was exactly what I needed. And I learned ever since then, I'm not great at it, but I learned ever since then that I've got to learn how to get better and better at feedback. So I'm telling you, it's the difference between you maturing and growing and being more effective, or you limiting yourself. In fact, here's what's going to happen when you get hard feedback. One of two things that you're going to do, and it's only one of two, and you got to be real careful. You're going to either reject it or you're going to receive it. It's one of the two. You're either going to reject it and get defensive, get upset, offended, hurt. You're going to denial, blame. You're going to go, I can't believe this. This is, you, how dare you do this? And you're just going to dismiss it. Or they don't know what they're talking about. They don't understand. They don't get the full picture. I can't believe them. I can't believe this. And you're just going to reject it. You're not going to listen to it. And you're going to fight it. And you're going to push it away. And I'm telling you, that will lead to failure. Nobody gets better by taking hard feedback and throwing it away. Nobody does. Now, I'm not saying that all hard feedback is 100% valuable. I understand sometimes people give us feedback with some hidden agenda in there. Maybe it's coming from a place of ignorance and they don't really know what's going on. Maybe it's coming from a place of being hurtful and that. I get that. But every piece of feedback that you get, you've got to be able to extract something out of it that is helpful to you. So you're either going to reject it or you're going to receive it. And when you receive it, let me tell you, this is where the magic and the growth happens. If you have the guts, the courage, the maturity, the success, the stamina, the fill in the blank with every good word you can, if you got all that stuff to receive it, you are going to be unstoppable as a leader. Let me tell you, nothing is going to stand in your way when you're able to receive hard feedback. Listen, when you receive hard feedback with open-mindedness, humility, that you come in and you say, you know what, I'm going to let this refine me, not define me. I'm going to be refined by it, not defined by it. I'm not going to sit there and say, how dare you think that? You don't know me. And I'm going to just reject this, reject it. I'm not going to be defined by that junk, and I'm not going to stand for that. Now, you know what? That is the most immature statement that could possibly be said. You let it refine you. Can I tell you that in 20-plus years of coaching some high successful leaders, here's one of the commonalities that I found. They are incredibly open to feedback because they're always in growth mode. Listen, you know who the people are that reject feedback the most and that get defensive and all that? It's the ones that are at mid to lower levels and they never can get over the hump of success. Those are the ones. Those are the ones that get all bent out of shape over hard feedback. But I'm telling you, highly successful people, that they've learned how to receive it. Doesn't mean you agree with it. In fact, let me just tell you this. When you get hard feedback, you don't have to agree with it for it to be valuable to you. You don't have to. That doesn't mean you don't have to agree with the feedback. I'm sure that there's a lot of missing components in there. When someone gives you hard feedback, yeah, they don't have the whole picture. Yeah, they may not understand all the stuff. Yeah, they may not get this or get that about the context of the situation. I get it. But agreement isn't the requirement for you to receive feedback and grow from it. You don't have to agree with it. Listen, you got to separate emotion from evaluation. You got to evaluate the feedback with a non-emotional place, and that is hard, incredibly hard. You got to look for the truth within that correction. You got to understand that you got to respond with respect, not resistance, and say, hey, listen, tell me more about this. Where is that coming from, or what is it that makes you think that about what I'm doing, or what perception have I given? Hey, listen, do you have examples of maybe some things that I've done that have reinforced that idea or that feedback that you're giving me, right? And listen, you want to know a massive sign of maturity when feedback comes to you, even if you don't agree with it. You ready for this? And I've learned to do this over the years, is before I even respond is to say this. Ready? Two words, very powerful words. When someone gives you hard feedback, here's what I say. Thank you. Hey, I just want to thank you for being bold enough to share that with me. Now, I have some questions. I'm not sure about the feedback. It's kind of, you know, knocking me a little bit off court here, you know, taking me a little bit by surprise. But hey, listen, I just want to thank you, first of all, before we go any further. Thanks for bringing it to my attention. Thanks for being bold enough to say it. I've learned that if you'll do that, number one, it neutralizes you. It gets you to kind of calm down for a minute and get objective, right? So it kind of gets you in the right frame of mind if you can have the maturity to do it. And it validates the other person to just start off on the right foot, just to say, you know what? I appreciate you being bold enough to say it. That's developmental right there. I'm telling you, if I got a team and they're being bold enough to come and bring me feedback, I want to be humble enough to receive it. And I want to say, you know what? I appreciate you being bold. Because the moment that I begin to get mad, defensive, and begin to deflect and say, what are you talking about? What do you mean? I've never done that. Why are you saying that? The moment I start flying off the handle, guess what message I'm sending to that other person? Don't you ever approach me again with feedback. That's what you're saying to them. You're saying that you're wrong. How dare you? Guess what you're going to do as a leader? If your team can't give you hard feedback, guess what they're going to do? They're going to stop talking to you. They're going to stop giving you any feedback. And you talk about a domino effect of absolute failure that's going to come in your future. It's because of that. If you don't listen to your team, they'll stop talking. I promise you that. And if you freak out and react in a negative way to your team when they give you hard feedback or somebody around you, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say, don't ever do that again. And so you are going to lose influence. You're going to lose impact. And ultimately, everybody loses when you respond that way. It is absolutely damaging to your influence, to your success, to their success, their influence, and whatever mission that you're on in your organization. It is damaging. Absolutely. And listen, I will get passionate about that. Because when we respond in a negative way, we shut down communication. So I've learned just to say thank you. I appreciate that. So it neutralizes me. It grounds me. It's still not easy, but it grounds me, makes it a little easier, and then it validates them. So ask clarifying questions. Hey, give me examples. Hey, listen, follow up with that. I mean, what? Give me some more, unpack this a little bit. What is it? What could I do better next time? Or what is it that I could say? Or how could I act next time? Or what is it? How should I approach this? And what could I do next time to make that better? Get forward focused on it. Don't spend all your time in the past defending, deflecting, talking about it. Just receive it. Even if you don't agree with it, just say, you know what? Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Hey, help me understand this a little bit more. Hey, in the future, what would be helpful for me to do? John, the way that you approached this in the meeting the other day and that, it was really hard. And I think the way that you came across, okay, I got that. I understand that. We might have little differences on that, but let me ask you, what would be helpful in the future? How do you want me to bring up those things in our meetings in the future? What would be more helpful in the future? Get them to talk about the future of things that you could do and what their expectations are when they give you that hard feedback, rather than sitting around getting caught in the past of what was done and how it was done. And I didn't do that. I didn't mean that. Well, it kind of came across it. Well, I didn't mean it to do that way. I mean, I can't control what other people think. Again, you're just going to shut down everything. So don't get caught in the past. Just go to the future. Go back to the future, right? Like Marty McFly, get in the time machine and just go to the future and say, listen, moving forward, what would be helpful if I did this? What would you ask me to do differently next time? Now, you don't have to agree with all that as well. You can say, hey, I appreciate you sharing that. Let me think about that. Let me get back with you if I don't really have an answer. Or, you know what? I'm going to try to work on that. I can't do what you're asking me to do fully because I still have to be able to do X, Y, Z, but I'm going to work on trying to meet in that middle a little bit better. So it doesn't mean you've got to agree with whatever their expectation was, especially if it's a little bit out there and it's something that you know is not the right thing to do and that, but you have to have that conversation. It's got to be collaborative with your team. So you've got to receive hard feedback by, number one, just accepting it, by just receiving it. How do you do that? You got to keep yourself absolutely emotionally calm. Way easier said than done. I get it, but you've got to work on this. Here's the good news is the more you practice it, the better you'll get. I promise you that. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, if I took you out to a basketball court and if I said, you know, shoot 100 free throws, you're going to make probably 10 of those, unless you're a good basketball player. Maybe you'll make 50 or half of them or something. But listen, if I said, I want you to practice every day, I want you to shoot 100 free throws every day for the next 2 months, I promise you, you're going to improve your percentage. You're going to go way up. You're never going to be 100%, but you're going to go way up from where you were. If you were at 10, I promise you, you're going to double that. If you're at 50, I bet you'll get up to 60 or 65. You're going to improve when you practice. So I want you to think about, are you practicing receiving hard feedback? Every time somebody brings you hard feedback, here's what you got to tell yourself. Oop, practice field. Here it is. It's game day. Practice time. What am I going to do? Am I going to receive it? And the more you can just keep calm and do it, I'm telling you, it doesn't ever get easy, but it will get easier. Listen to that. You got to listen to that. It will never be easy, but I promise you it'll get easier the more you practice it. So you've got to receive the hard feedback. Even if you disagree, even if you don't understand it, you got to talk through that. Thank them. Ask clarifying questions. Begin to ask for examples. Hey, can you share with me some times that happened? Hey, moving forward, keep it future focused. What are some things that you would like to see? Guys, listen, when you start to respond to hard feedback with that kind of emotional intelligence, with that ability to reflect and extract the seeds in there that you can take and begin to develop and grow in and get better at, then I'm telling you, it is going to help you move forward. Feedback is absolutely necessary for you to be your best. You will never, listen to me very closely, you will never, and I repeat that, never, never, ever, 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 ever be your best without feedback. How do you know how you're doing if you don't get feedback? You can't just say, well, I'll just look at the results. No. It's not just the result. It's not just if you won the game or lost the game. How did you play the game? I mean, you can get some really cheap wins. John Wooden, the famous basketball coach UCLA, that used to talk about this. And he basically, one of the questions that he would ask himself every time he ended a game, this was his ritual. He talked about this. He said every time on the way back to the locker room, he would just ask himself, just internally, one question. Did I give my best today? And he would ask himself that. And if he could answer yes, then he would say, fantastic. If it was a no, whether he won or lost, he would ask himself this question. If it was a no, he would work on what he needed to do to improve. When he would go to the locker room, one of the questions he would ask the whole team, whether they won or they lost, did you give your best today? And this is what he said. If the answer was no and they still won, he called it a cheap win. He would say, we had a cheap win. We won. Yeah, the score, you know, we got the score. It was good. But it was a cheap win because we didn't give our best today. We got to get better. We can't have cheap wins. We want real wins. So I want you to think about this. Are you getting real wins? You can never be your best. Outcome-based, results-based, and just say, well, I'll know how I'm doing by the result of it. It can be a cheap win at times because how you played the game wasn't very good, but you happened to win. So you got to get feedback. The only way that you know you're doing your best is to get feedback so that you can know whether you're winning, whether you're losing, whether you're doing well, whether you're not. I mean, it'd be like playing a game without a scoreboard. How do you even know where you stand if there's no scoreboard? That would be insane. We wouldn't know how to adjust the game. Feedback is the scoreboard. It lets you know whether you're winning, losing, where you're off track, on track, all those things. So you've got to learn as a leader, you've got to get feedback. And I would say this, make sure that the feedback that you're getting isn't all encouragement. Now, encouragement is necessary. It's needed, as I said earlier. It feels good and all that. That's great. That helps us calibrate. It's one side of the guardrail that we need, but you need to have hard feedback. If you're not getting hard feedback as a leader, one of two things are going on. Either number one, you're not asking for it and you're not getting it. And number two, your team is too scared or shy to give it to you. It's one of the two. Either one, they're too intimidated to give it to you. They haven't been empowered to give you feedback, or you're not going out and asking for it. If you're just waiting for feedback to come to you, my friend, guess what? It's probably not going to happen. I wish it was. I try to teach teams this all the time when I talk about the guardrails of accountability and a whole system, a whole framework on how to do accountability and give feedback. But I wish that everyone in the organization was giving encouragement and correction and just, you know, helping each other out, iron sharp on iron all the time. The problem is it just doesn't happen. I mean, people will give encouragement, but they're very reluctant to give any hard feedback because it's just hard. It's uncomfortable. One, we're not sure how people are going to respond. We've seen it done so wrong. Most of the time when we give someone hard feedback, it goes bad. So guess what we stop doing? Giving feedback. So you got to normalize this. You got to systemize it. You got to say, team, I want your feedback. Give it. Come on, bring it on. How can I be a better leader? What do you need more from me? What do you need less from me? The more and less question. I call it the two bookend questions that you should always be asking your team. What do you need more from me? What do you need less from me? Give it to me and bring it on and unfiltered here. If you've got the maturity to ask that, that's a sign of a great leader right there. So you've got to be soliciting feedback. If you're waiting for it to come to you or you think if it's bad enough, it'll just come to you, it won't. And when it does, it's going to be too late. So I want you to think about, what are you doing to go seek feedback from others? You've got to go get feedback. And usually when you do that, Adam Grant taught this in Hidden Potential, a phenomenal book that he wrote. He talked about this, a New York Times bestseller, Adam Grant. He said, when we go and we ask for feedback, don't ask about the past. A lot of people are just too, it's too intimidating. They're too scared to talk about what happened. It's going to sound like a critique and all that. Here's how you should rephrase it. What can I do in the future to get better? So instead of saying, hey, on that presentation I gave, hey, what could I have done better there? What went bad? What was good? Well, that's intimidating, because now I got to go critique your whole presentation, and you know, I run the risk of you getting defensive. But if you rephrase that and say, hey, the next time I were able to give a presentation, what do you think I could do better, or I could improve upon, or what are some ideas of things that I could do that would help the presentation be more received next time? That sounds more forward thinking. That's more collaborative, innovative. It's for the future. I'm not critiquing you on the hot seat. I'm just giving you advice for the future. So when you go solicit feedback, keep it about the future. Don't go and say, hey, how did I do in the meeting right there? How did that go? No, say, hey, next time we have a meeting like that, what do you think are some things that would be good tips or advice for me going in next time that I should be mindful of? So when you go solicit feedback, keep it all about the future. Don't ask for people to critique your past, because very few people will be willing to do that or even know what to say without kind of fearing the result of that. So make it forward-based. Now, also, I want you to empower your team to give you feedback. You need to be able to go to your team and normalize feedback, not just to you, but to each other. Say, team, listen, if we're going to be the best we can be, we have got to operate with feedback. We have got to have the guardrails of accountability. We've got to provide encouragement, correction. We've got to have open communication as a team, because the more we can do that, the more effective we can be. And you need to teach your team how to receive hard feedback before hard feedback is given. Now, here's what I mean by that is, don't wait for you to have to give hard feedback and then say, oh, by the way, team member, I need to teach you how to do this. Talk about this when things are going great. Just say, hey, listen, we're getting ready to move into a new season, a new project that we're working on over the next few months. Listen, here's what I want to set the expectation, that we give some really honest feedback. And listen, let's talk about this as a team just for 5 minutes. Let's talk about this next 6 months of this project we're going to work on. Let's talk about, how are we going to receive hard feedback? What are some things that we need to be mindful of? Because again, as I said earlier, nobody teaches this stuff. Nobody trains to it. Nobody talks about it. We don't come with a manual on how to do it. It just doesn't happen. So as a leader, you've got to be training your team and talking to them about how to receive hard feedback. Have them go listen to this podcast and just say, listen, let's all listen to this podcast, kind of come around the table and have a discussion around, how are we all going to receive hard feedback? Whether you're a leader or not, it doesn't matter. Just, how are we going to receive hard feedback as a team? Because if we don't talk about it now, when it's time to give hard feedback, we might fumble through that really, really in a bad way. So let's talk about this so that we're more equipped, so that we're ready to go, so that when we move into this next season or the next year or this next project or whatever it is, take advantage of any opportunity that you can to talk about this and train to it before it's an issue. Don't wait for real hard feedback to come and then be reactive and say, okay, guys, we need to talk about how to give hard feedback because of what happened last week. No, talk about it on the front end before it's an issue. Be proactive, not reactive. That means that you got to tell your team that you got to work on hard feedback, all of you, and we got to learn how to receive it. So be open to receive it. Be open to teach about hard feedback. The more you can do this, I'm telling you, you are going to open up the communication waves of success. The more you reject it and you don't talk about it and you just act like everything's going to be fine, surely people will give hard feedback when necessary, it's not going to happen. You're going to limit your organization. So how do you receive hard feedback? How do leaders receive hard feedback? All the tips we talked about here today. And you've got to get to that high EQ, be humble enough to receive it, and let others be bold enough to say it. If you can do that, you are going to be unstoppable. You're going to be dynamite. Your success knows no end, because feedback is the absolute tool that allows us to know whether we're winning or losing and how to adjust the game so that we can be our best. You want to be your best? You get great at receiving hard feedback and soliciting hard feedback for yourself and teaching your team how to receive it as well. Guys, I hope this was helpful.
Thanks for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. To get more of John's resources, visit www.johnbarrettleadership.com.